USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller says President Trump was not considered for indictment in the Russia investigation because the Justice Department doesn't allow indictments of sitting presidents. But he also said this.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
That statement touched off new calls for impeachment. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders explained the administration's stance. She was echoing a tweet from President Trump saying Mueller fully exonerated him.
There was no collusion. There was no conspiracy. And we consider this case closed.
But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler notes Mueller emphasized the president was not cleared of obstructing justice.
What Special Counsel Mueller said loud and clear today to the American people is that President Trump is lying.
He says Democrats will do what they need to hold the president accountable. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, and I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Louisiana lawmakers approved final passage of a bill that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Governor John Bel Edwards says he's prepared to sign the measure. State Senator John Milkovich.
We choose to confront the culture of death.
The ACLU says it's committed to making sure the brazen attack on the constitutional right to abortion never takes effect. The Secret Service has announced an unidentified man lit himself on fire outside of the White House. The Secret Service said the man lit himself on fire on the Ellipse near the 15th Street and Constitution Avenue right after 12 lunchtime. Secret Service personnel responded to the scene along with the National Park Service. U.S. Park Police spokesman Sergeant Edward Delgado told the Washington Post the man was in critical condition. He said authorities were working to determine what accelerant was used and whether the man had parked in the area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some political topics are divided along party lines, but there's certain issues that lawmakers can agree upon, such as drug pricing in the United States. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Now, I had a chance to chat with Dr. Matt McCarthy. He's author of a new book titled Superbugs, The Race to Stop an Epidemic, and one of the things we talk about was what's being done to control drug prices by both Democrats and Republicans.
I quote a pharmaceutical CEO who says he has an ethical mandate to charge as much money as possible for his antibiotics because he's accountable to shareholders and not to patients. And one of the things we're going to see is that there are these things called push incentives and pull incentives that are going to be proposed to get pharmaceutical companies to make new drugs. A push incentive is to go to a company and say, your company has a corporate tax rate of 20%. We'll cut that down to 15% if you promise to invest some of your excess profits into antibiotics. Now, that is a surefire way to get more money in the pipeline to make new drugs. And then the other proposal is called a pull incentive, which is to say to a company, if you invest in an antibiotic and you get it approved by the FDA and it's something that we all need to treat superbugs, rather than giving you 5 years of market exclusivity, we'll give you 20. That will allow the company to charge more money for their drug. That's going to drive up the cost of health care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.